Maybe not ancestor.
Ancestor.
But the Corums, tell them about the Corums.
Now the Corums, what year was it that church was founded at Minerva? Do you remember?
I didn't read it. I've got it here in a little book someplace.
I know it, but we don't have it. While we're looking for anything like this, we don't have that data. But it was founded about 1840, the church was at Benevolence. Well, the original Corum was a big landowner there. So when they organized a little church, and they began to discuss what they would call the church, Mr. Abner Ward says, well, he says, Brother Corum has donated the land for the church and the cemetery. And he says, I think it was a very benevolent action on the part of Brother Corum. So I make a motion that we call our church Benevolence. So Benevolence it is today in the little village that grew up around it. It's still Benevolence.
Here. I see. May I ask your age?
I'm 59.
59. And your religion is Missionary
Baptist? Free Will Baptist.
Free Will. And have you been a housewife most of your life?
Oh,
or have
yeah.
You?
I've worked first one place and another. I worked in Florida for years. About.
What did you do?
I worked in the fruit canning plant.
Mm-hmm.
Such nice grapefruit. And tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
In 1946, I started working with Joseph Campbell, Soup Company, Cairo.
Cairo.
Mm-hmm. So I worked with him about 4 years ago. About 4 years ago, I worked with Campbell Soup Company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, season it, seasonal. Okra, you know, and the tomato plants, and tomatoes, celery.
And where were you born?
In this town, Miller County.
Miller County. And you have the same social contacts as your husband does. You go to the same clubs and churches and church.
The only thing he doesn't go fishing with.
Oh. He's not a fisherman.
I get acquainted with all the fishermen to talk fishing. And he don't fish with me much.
Too many bugs? Is that
No, he says he can't see. They hook too good.
Got to where I can't put a worm on my hook.
I see.
Okay. Go ahead then.
All right. Your ancestry was
Carter. Grimes.
That was an Irish.
I've got a little bowl of it.
All right. Well, these are the kinds of questions then that I'd like to ask you, and just put them on tape instead of marking them down. And then next winter I'll be sitting down and filling in all the blanks. The first part is. Most people find very difficult because they worry about what's right rather than what is just natural. And what I'm interested in is how people just use these words in ordinary conversation, not how they think it ought to be, but how they actually say it. The first part is on how we change words to show time, a series of verbs. Right now I see you, yesterday I saw you, and I have seen you many times. And we go to church every Sunday. We went to church last Sunday.